Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his inspiring teaching titled The Art of Following under the subtitle The Blessing of Abraham. Yesterday, he explained that one aspect of Abraham's life we must follow is that he was financially blessed. Today, he shares one principal key that made Abraham financially blessed. Let's join in.
There is something called the blessing of the Lord. In other words, there is a supernatural force that assists you. The blessing of the Lord. You know, in life, working by yourself, you can't do much. Something has to assist you. If you are just going to use just your energy, you won't get far. You will need help from somewhere to get things you don't deserve, to get things done. That's what's called the blessing of the Lord. God said, I. He didn't say you will bless yourself. He said, I will bless you. Hard work does not necessarily produce results. It's good. But sometimes you can work hard, but there will be nothing to show for it. Because you need the blessings of God. And it's supernatural. God has to assist you. God bless Abraham's son, Isaac. Genesis 26 verse 12. It says, Isaac sowed in that land. It was like any farmer. But there was a difference. And the Lord blessed him. So these patriarchs being the father of a nation, three of them, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, there was something following them. Sometimes there are some people whose blessings are not following them. Curses are following them. I talked about a guy who wanted to do chicken business, wanted to start a poultry farm. So he bought day old chicks. He told me he made the everything, the shirts, everything, put the day old chicks there. He started feeding them. They were small like this. After 6 months, he was still feeding them. They were still this height. They never grew. He told me they never grew. He bought the best feed, made the best house, but he told me they remained like this. But they never grew. They're just like this. So he disposed them off. Then he said he went for another set of day old chicks. He said this time they grew. But one morning when he woke up, some cats had entered the pen and they had removed the head of every chicken. Can you imagine? The head, only the head. All the heads were lying there. And they were all dead. Sometimes even the animals are against you. May the animals be for you. May nature be for you. May the birds be for you. Then he told me he decided that, okay, he will not do the chicken again. Because it's not working. He tried to go into frozen chicken. So he ordered frozen chicken. And he went to look for a restaurant. And the restaurant said, bring the frozen chicken. Suppliers. He got a van. He filled the van with his boxes for frozen chicken. He drove to the restaurant. He got out. He went inside and went to talk to the manager, you know, about the payment, everything. And they came out that they should offload the chicken. When he came, the back of the van was open. Thieves had opened the van and taken all the chicken out. Not even one box was left. He said, when that happened, he said to himself, chicken farming. I don't think it's my calling. He stopped. He did his best. But you know, you need something extra. And that thing is only God who can give it to you. James chapter 4 verse 13, he says, go to now you that say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such and such a city and continue there a year, buy, sell, and get gain. Whereas you don't know what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Here the Bible talks about some people were making some business plans that they will go to this town, this country, move some goods, have a meeting, do this, do that, do the, they plan. But it says that you can plan, but in this particular verse, there are two things you can't control. What will happen? You don't know what shall happen on the morrow. There are many things that can happen that you have no control over. So you can make the plan, but one thing can go off, and then that's it. Then number two, he says, you don't know whether you even be alive. So these two things alone are enough to stop any plan. One day somebody bought a piece of expensive equipment for his factory. He told me a rat went and weaved on one of the boards. The expensive machine was destroyed. Just a rat. So even the animals, you don't know what will happen and what they will do. One day, a friend of mine, he had a brand new Nissan Patrol. He was driving on the road. Two goats crossed him. He hit both goats. The engine was destroyed. That was the end of the car. That's why he says, you don't know what will happen. So even what is going to cross the road, you don't know. That's why you need the blessing of the Lord. God has to assist you. And God assisted Abraham. The question I asked myself was, where did Abraham get his money from? Because when we saw him, he didn't have any money. By Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, he had money. Where did he get it from? He got it from the Egyptian king, Pharaoh. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 15, the Bible says, Pharaoh's servant saw her, that is Abraham's wife, Sarah, and commended her before Pharaoh. And she was taken into Pharaoh's house. Beautiful woman. So when they got to Egypt, you know, the guy has lookouts who are looking for small girls for him in town. So they said, oh, we found some small girl, the latest small girl in town. They went to catch the girl and brought her. That was somebody's wife. But Abraham was afraid. So he told Pharaoh that it's my sister. So Pharaoh took Abraham's wife. You know, and he entreated Abraham well for her sake. You know, he paid Abraham sheep, oxen, he asses, men servants, maid servants, camels. He gave him a lot of things, plus money. Then God himself came to warn Pharaoh and said, this is somebody's wife. Let her go. So verse 17 says, and the Lord plagued Pharaoh's house with great plagues. So Pharaoh was forced to release the girl. But by that time, the money had been released. That's why by Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, they said Abraham was very rich. That's where he got his capital from. A series of events that was supposed to destroy him rather led him to have a lot of money. When the blessing of the Lord is upon you, let me tell you something. Even what people meant for evil, it will turn out for your good. May whatever people meant for evil in your life, may it turn out for good. Amen. Joseph said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So even when your enemies are working against you, they don't know that God is using them to bless you and lift you up. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. That's the blessing of the Lord. People help you for no reason. It looks natural, but it's not natural. It's the blessing of the Lord. God is good. In my own life, there have been periods in my life where I've seen the blessing of the Lord. And I said, oh, this one, even if I work for 100 years, it's not easy. So that was the first thing that we must follow. Let's pray that God will bless us. John chapter 28, verse 12, it says, the Lord will open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hands. Bless all the work of your hands. You shall be a lender and not a borrower. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow. God told Abraham, he said, I will bless you. He said, human beings won't bless you. He said, I'm going to bless you. Doesn't matter what they do, I'm going to bless you. They may hate you, but I'll bless you. They may not like you, but I'll still bless you. They may think you won't go far, but still, I will bless you. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Somebody shout amen.
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that Abraham was financially blessed because he was supernaturally helped by the blessing of the Lord upon his life. And to follow him, we must also covet this. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this powerful message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, my drinking mom is now born again. Dear prophet, I thank you so much. I attended your convention in Pretoria. On the last of the convention, we were giving Holy Communion, and you said before we take the communion, we should pray for whatever we wanted God to do for us, and it will be granted. My prayer was that my mother will stop drinking, as she had been a drunkard for years, and it had put a strain on our family. So that day, as she prayed, I held up my communion. Then I went home and I gave it to her. I'm glad to let you know God answered my prayer. After that convention, my mother has stopped drinking. Put your hands together for Jesus. A drunkard. Can you imagine praying over communion and giving it to a drunkard? And the drunkard stops drinking. Then he said, but the amazing thing is that after that, she also became born again. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's a wonderful miracle. Wonderful, wonderful miracle. Our lives have been transformed ever since. I thank God for what he has done through you. May the Lord continue to increase you and bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. What a wonderful testimony.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this podcast has been a blessing to you.